News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is welcoming the International Monetary Fund, IMF's approval of a new standby arrangement for Jamaica. Mr. Winter says the agreement sends a strong message to domestic and international investors about the level of approval the country enjoys among multilateral lending agencies.
This agreement is significant in a number of ways. It provides powerful additional assurance to prospective investors that, without adding to the debt burden, a very substantial cache of resources is available to the country from the IMF in the event that it is needed.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the bank's quarterly press briefing earlier this week. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica will see numerous investment opportunities emerging in the near future as a result of the country's increased capacity in the liquefied natural gas subsector. The Jamaica Public Service, JPS, recently commissioned into service infrastructure to use LNG at its Bogue power plant in St. James. Plans are also well advanced for the conversion of the power plant in Old Harbour to LNG. Mr. Holness says Jamaica is poised to become a regional hub for the distribution of LNG.
In doing the diversification, our energy prices are likely to project flat going into the future, which means that companies, for example, in Trinidad, are now looking at Jamaica. Because Trinidad, though they have oil, they are going to be affected by virtue of the decline in oil. So you're going to see investments coming into Jamaica.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a reduction in several categories of crimes since the start of the year compared to last year. Program Director for the Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat at the PIOJ, Elizabeth Emmanuel, says Category 1 crimes including murder, shooting, rape, aggravated assault, robbery, break-ins and larceny declined by 20% during the review period.
A total of 174 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 of the population were committed over the period January to September 2016, a decline of 20.2% from 218 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015.
Ms. Emmanuel notes, however, that the murder rate for January to September 2016 was 34.8 per 100,000 population, up 2.7% from 33.9 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015. Overall, the figures continue to reflect a downward trend in the general crime rates starting in June of 2010 into a sixth consecutive year, despite the upward movement in the murder rate in the first three quarters of 2016. And 16 persons have been selected to be youth ambassadors for the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The move is in support of PATH's main objective to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty by reducing stigma and discrimination and encouraging students to stay in school and to pursue academic excellence. Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson has charged the ambassadors to work to enhance the image of PATH while motivating and inspiring other beneficiaries to strive for greatness.
We know that as young people, you can speak directly and more effectively to your peers, educating them, advocating for them, and inspiring them. As future leaders, I know you will do well in promoting a better understanding of PATH and help to advance the ministry's efforts at reducing stigma and discrimination faced by beneficiaries.
Minister Robinson was speaking recently at a ceremony to announce the PATH Youth Ambassadors. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Ananda Dean go missing on September 17, 2008. It's really hard on us to know that Ananda Dean go missing.
They say we are the future and they're killing us.
Join the Child Development Agency on World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, Saturday, November 19 at the Emancipation Park from 5 to 9 p.m. Come and let us join hands as we work together to build a Jamaica safe for our children.